Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 28th, Friday, 2020, Day 88. Today's topic, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall COVID-19? Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments, and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins, and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 44 verses 17 to 26, Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 1 to chapter 10 verse 22. Luke chapter 8 verses 4 to 21, Proverbs 12 verses 2 to 3. Today's main passage, Psalm 44 verses 22 to 26. Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Rescue us because of your unfailing love. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall COVID-19? All four passages today are so good, and I do hope that you can have time to read them all so that you are able to receive immense comfort and encouragement from our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, when I was scribing Psalm 44, verses 22 to 26, I was deeply moved by the terrible crisis the psalmist was in. He cries out, "Oh God, come on, wake up, no more sleeping. I have done nothing bad to you, and I worship no other God. Why am I down to this pit? I am like a sheep to be slaughtered. I am like a sheep to be slaughtered." Jesus used this to give me two important messages. Number one, Jesus reminded me that Michelle got confirmed to have acute leukemia in the morning. Of April 10, 2010. And I had to drive her to VGH, Vancouver General Hospital, from Richmond in less than half an hour. The doctor said if not, he called an ambulance. When we were about to walk into the front door of VGH, I asked her, "How do you feel?" She said without any emotional feeling, with a pale face, "I feel that I am like a small chicken about to be slaughtered." Praise the Lord, because this severe and sudden suffering brought us a renewed relationship with God and a renewed relationship with between the two of us. So sweet that we had never experienced before, and so deep that we cherish this relationship as never before. Number two, Jesus reminded me that Paul used Psalm 44 verse 22 in Romans chapter 8 verse 36 to give us a very important message. This is the message that Michelle experienced. Even as I feel that I am like a small chicken about to be slaughtered, could not separate her from the love of Christ, but to enhance her relationship with Christ and to be in a deeper love of Christ. Her first action to live out Romans chapter 8 verses 35 to 39 was to start non-stop daily devotion that she did not have before April 10, 2010. And 15 more days is 10 years. We were talking half an hour ago that we need to have a good celebration on April 10 this year, in 15 days' time. Now, please listen to Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39 to receive God's comfort and promise, so that the fear of COVID-19 shall not separate you from the love of God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us in this critical time that COVID-19 will not separate us from your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what do you think you can do so that COVID-19 will not separate you from the love of Christ? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.